info.
And in Victoria Island, Lagos, Nigeria. Thank you for joining us this morning. If you're in transit, not to worry, we keep you company with the best of conversations that you can get around here, especially on the radio. I'm Sheriff Quadri. We're live on Facebook and on YouTube. Nigeria Info 99.3 is how you can watch us live on Facebook and YouTube. Let's talk about cultism in secondary schools. How did cultism get into our secondary schools? Like, how? Aren't parents providing enough basic needs for their children anymore? Aren't parents guiding their children anymore to prevent them from failing, or should I say falling prey to inducement by cultists? Or is it that these children are just covetous? Just, I don't even know how to place this. Unfortunately, cultism has moved from tertiary institutions that we've always known to neighborhoods, our streets, to primary. That's what got me really worried when I heard that even some primary school pupils are now into cultism. To secondary schools, cultism is no longer restricted to tertiary institutions, as it used to be synonymous with higher institutions of learning in the past. The menace has festered so much in Lagos here, so much in Lagos, that in 2018, the police authorities asked the Lagos state government to declare a state of emergency on cultism in its primary and secondary schools, according to a report that we saw earlier in July this year. While expressing worry over the trend, the chairman of NUT is the Nigerian Union of Teachers, Lagos State chapter here, Mr. Adedoyin Adesina. He said, let me quote him, he said, in most of our secondary and primary schools today, we have seen pupils and students with incisions and other signs on their bodies to prove their membership of one society or the other. End quote. That saddens my heart. It breaks my heart into pieces. Some have attributed the development to bad associations, some to peer pressure, some to lack of parental care and monitoring, some to societal problems. Some have said it's poverty. Some it's just pure ego. Mr. Kazim Labaika, the same time in July, Mr. Kazim is the Lagos State chairman of Academic Staff Union of Secondary Schools. He said, and I quote, we don't look at what they do at home when we are around or listen to feedback from neighbors. What most parents are after is money, forgetting that parenting is much more than money. No more home training, moral teachings, and words of encouragement. Even at home, those children do not even respect their parents. End quote. Parents. Guardians, my religious fathers and my religious mothers, how can we salvage the problem? What can we do? It's not too late, it's never too late. But what can we do? I'm going to start. Let me start by giving you a few figures and facts, and I'll take some calls before I introduce my guest this morning on the show. Now, facts and figures have shown a progressive rise in cases of cultism among school children in Nigeria in the last 7 years. In 2013, 18 school children were arrested for being cult members in Abeokuta, Ogun State. Later that year, another set of 11 students were arrested. In 2014, the Ondo State Police Command arrested 4 secondary school pupils for cultism. These are facts. In 2016, Delta State Police arrested 28 primary and secondary school pupils aged between 13 and 16 for cultism. In 2017, Lagos reported about 33 secondary school cultists. My goodness. In May of 2017, about 7 pupils from 4 public schools, secondary schools, were arrested and arraigned before an Ebute Metta Magistrate Court. 7 of them. September of 2017, SARS, Special Anti-Robbery Squad, Ikeja Division, arraigned about 12 pupils of another public junior secondary school before an Ikeja Chief Magistrate Court for belonging to a cult. The same month of September in 2017, about 17 pupils were arrested by the police and the Lagos Neighborhood Safety Corps for cult-related activities. Secondary school pupils. Let's go to Bayelsa. In 2017, the Ministry of Education in Bayelsa expelled 7 pupils found to be cult members from a community school in Bayelsa. Fast forward to 2019 May, 12 elementary and secondary school pupils of another public school in Lagos here were caught. They were caught in the act being initiated into what they called Awawa Confraternity Group. 12 elementary and secondary school pupils. They were between the age of 13 and 16. In December last year, there was a report on the menace of cultism in secondary schools in Ogun State. We heard no fewer than 2,500 students have been arrested for cultism in December last year. 2,500 in Ogun State. I am worried. I am disturbed. Let me hear from you first, Lagos, if you are feeling the same this morning. 0700-993-993-993. Female only line is 01465-7190. That's a female only line this morning. You can watch on Facebook and on YouTube. Please, when you call, you've got 60 seconds. I have a guest in the studio seated already. We're going to have this conversation together. I'm going to speak with Kunle first. Huh? After Kunle, we'll take 2 more. Then we'll bring on my guest. Kunle, morning to you. Morning to you.
Morning, sir.
Yes, please.
About cultism, the parental care, they have been lacking a lot of things. It's from their house and their home. All what is happening in secondary school, primary school, it has not been like that in the 80s. Though we normally hear, but it has not been like that in the 80s. But just because of the poverty and so many things that is going on. And about the iPod sitting at home.
No, we're not talking about that, Kunle. We're not talking about it. Thank you for calling me. Ayo is here. Ayo, let's speak to you very quickly and take one female call before we go to my guest. Ayo, morning
Good
to
morning.
You.
Good morning.
Yes, please.
Good morning, Mr. Sherry.
Yes, please.
Thank God you and I lived sometime in Port Harcourt. You can understand the rate at which cultism has entered into secondary schools. I was a teacher then, okay. Vice principal.
Okay.
Schools around me, most especially government school, majority, but some private schools, cultist, as in a situation where students and teachers will have issues in the class and they will have to wait for the teacher along the bush path. We were there as a member of NAF some time ago to go bail some of our teachers in the hand of students.
Imagine that.
As school owners, we went bailing our teachers in the hand of students. It's been like that here in Lagos. This is where I had my own secondary school education. I can remember in 1996, my school had an issue with some other schools, and the entire Lagos-Badagry Expressway was closed down. It's been there. It's just that people have not been noticing. As at that time, they call it area boys. We felt it was just courtesy to the university. But those in the university are coming back to the street and handing over power in a fashion to their younger ones. And this is how the thing degenerated. Now, do you realize that you can count the number of court members on some campuses in here in Lagos? But the number of courtesy among the non-educated fellows in Lagos is outweighing even the number of courtesy on campuses here in Lagos. I'm telling you the truth.
That's unfortunate.
Just step on any bricklayer, vulcanizer, like you mentioned, that you immediately mentioned this morning on the road.
Yeah.
The next thing you will see coming out branded ads with court name branded on those ads, threatening to attack you. You just drive past them, or you had issues of change with them. The next thing you see them come out in their group. Most of us still mistaking them for Agbiru, but have one issue with them, you will see them come out in their regalia. They are not Agbiru, they are courtesans. They are there on the road. Even these bike riders, majority of them. That's why I know the security of Lagos State and the entire country is in shambles. We need to take it. It's been there. It's been
there. Yeah.
These artisans now are even taking over the world of courtesy than those in the higher institution where they felt the courtesy reside.
Ayo, thank you. Thank you for calling me. Appreciate it. Onyeka is in transit. Onyeka, morning to you. Onyeka is gone. Let's jump on another call before we bring in my guest. Good morning to you.
Hello, Sheriff.
Good morning to you.
Morning. This is Alex.
Welcome, Alex.
You see, there's a divine role of leadership in this world, the way God designed it. That is why we have people like Moses in the Bible and, you know, different ones like that. The government is like a husband who is always surprised that his wife is giving birth in the hospital. You saw this thing coming. There is a role that you should have played. You failed to play your role, and then suddenly you are acting surprised. Is there not a problem with that? If you want people to go in one direction, from here you want them to get to Apongbom, 20 people. It's you who, you can't be blaming their parents for not waking them up. It's you who we organize to ensure that you are following up until they get to Apongbom. People keep talking about cultists. We are the ones who gave rise to them, even with the language that we call them, cultists. They are criminals. Stop talking about referring to their uniform and their full regalia. They know they are working on, as you are thinking, that's how they are thinking. They know that when they wear uniform, you will be afraid. Let us call them criminals. From this moment, we can decide that we will ban that word cultist in Nigeria and begin to treat each of them as common thieves. Thanks, Sheriff.
Thank you, Alex. Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure. Now, let me bring in my guest. My guest is Comrade Balogun Mayowa. He's anti-courtism advocate and founder, president of Lonimi Peace Foundation International. Mayowa, very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us in the studio today.
Good morning, Mr. Sheriff.
It's good to have you here.
I'm happy to be here as well.
It's good to have you here. Now, tell me, how bad is the situation?
You know, courtism has gone beyond the way we think it is.
Okay.
At the moment, it's a very sad story.
Okay.
Very, very sad thing there. When we look at the way the thing is now, there is hardly any area you go to in the community that you will not see courtism in display.
I've heard that before too. I thought it was just a joke.
No. That's just the truth. Everywhere, Lagos State, Edo State, everywhere, cultism is in our society. And you know, a very worrying thing is that they have access to ammunition.
How?
They have access to guns. And that's the most disturbing thing. When I started this campaign 5 years ago,
okay,
people told me that I had to stop this. That I'm trying to beat a kind of drum that's going to bring war on me. So I'm just like, well, when I was in school, I was a student union president at the Nrogisa College of Education. I wasn't a cultist, but I have friends. Okay. I would have been, actually, but somehow, I couldn't.
Why didn't you? Why didn't you become a cultist when you had the opportunity to?
You know, I was a friend to all of them while I was in school.
Okay.
Then, the time I would vie for the post of a president in the school then, I have many friends in different courts. We know them when you are in campus, except you want to pretend.
Except you want to pretend, yes,
we
I know them.
So, me becoming the president, most of them came to me like, you have to join us, you have to belong to us. And I was like, well, I was playing along. My fear was, if I had joined one, the other will come for me.
Okay.
So, the knowledge is very simple. We are the group they call Abegi Anu, then in the campus.
Okay.
Abegi Anu is one of the strongest, in fact, the strongest in the campus.
Okay.
So, our friends there, we just moved together.
Okay.
We roll together.
Okay.
So, when I eventually became the president of the school, what I did was to join care guide.
Okay.
Being a care guide, I know, of course, most of these guys also come to this shrine to drink palm wine.
Okay.
So joining the care guide gave me a kind of
protection of some sort.
Protection. Because I didn't belong to either Eye, Aye, or this.
Or the rest of them.
Yeah. If I had joined any one of them, others would have seen me as a potential enemy. So being a care guide gave me a kind of shield. So none of them could attack because the care guide guy will give me the protection. So looking at the community now, even back then in the school, they're everywhere.
But why do you think that courtism, you know, has left the higher institutions, that, like you have said? I mean, it's there, unless you want to pretend that you don't know these boys. They are there in the higher institutions.
Sure.
But it's, what led to courtism moving from that environment to the streets? Because these names you called earlier, they are on the streets as well.
Yeah.
In fact, we have new ones now on the streets.
Of course.
What led to it?
You know, there are many factors actually that led to that.
Okay.
One, some guys were rusticated from campus. These guys, most of them would not leave the campus and just go like that. Some of them preferred leaving the campus when being expelled to go and become a lord in a secondary school.
Oh.
I was traveling one day from Edo State to Ibadan.
Okay.
The guys in the vehicle didn't have the knowledge of who I am.
Okay.
So they were actually planning on how to visit a secondary school nearby. And the conversation says that, school will resume next 2 weeks. We have to meet
and plan.
We have
just hold on. Let's go to break, Lagos. We'll be right back. We'll continue this chat in a moment. Stay with us. We are in time.
This is Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Welcome back to the Crossfire 99.3 Nigeria Info. 8:32 is the time from our studios this morning, and we having a conversation on courtism in secondary schools. I have an anti-courtism advocate and founder president of Lonimi Peace Foundation International, Kamri Balogun-Mayowa, in the studio this morning. And Kamri Mayowa, thank you again for joining us. He came in from Edo State, by the way, just to put that out there, to come have this conversation with us. Mayowa, thank you for all you do in making sure that we have this conversation this morning. So you were sharing your story about some sudden courses that you met in the car, that you sat down with in the car the other day.
Yeah. Once again, thank you for bringing me here. I'm very, very happy.
It's good to be. It's good to have you here. No, it's good.
Those guys, they didn't have the knowledge of who I am.
Okay.
So what they were actually planning was how to get to a secondary school very close to them. You know, in the campus, there is this thing that religious bodies do. They call it catch them young. Mm. So when you, when the freshers come in, Christian bodies, Muslim bodies go to them, welcome them to the fellowship. Yeah. I was shocked that cultist groups, they're also doing
they
this.
They do the same thing.
I was very, very surprised. So they are saying, nah, what makes me to be surprised? Not, they are not even planning to go to a campus. But to a secondary school, like when the school will resume, they have to quickly go to the school. You know, they are gaining ground and they have to have enough numbers, more than the others. So I come down to hear what they're saying. I was thinking they would get to the last destination with me.
Yeah.
But unfortunately,
they got down. They disembarked before the last destination.
So painful. I couldn't get enough because I actually wanted to engage them in my usual way.
Yeah.
To get
some more information
from them. So when I got home, I was like, I was disturbed. Just imagine. The parents, they don't know that these bad guys are planning this for their children. And they will surely do that. They have been doing it.
Well, what do you think can make a secondary school pupil want to join the cult?
There are many factors. Okay. Actually, there are many. One, let me start from the parental factor.
Okay.
Most parents or some parents, they don't have time with their children or for their children.
They don't spend time with them.
They don't spend time with them. Some don't even, they don't talk to them.
No relationship.
No relationship. They're just too busy. My job, my career, my this. They don't relate with them. And these kids that you are not relating with, these children you are not relating with, there are people outside that are interested in relating with them. So parents that don't have time to relate with their kids, to relate with the children, to tell them what is going on in the community. The children will see someone out there that will lure them into cultism. Fine, we may say, okay, what of those that are not educated? But that's not the point. They are not educated. They are seeing what is going on in the community. Parents should always have time to educate their children on what is going on in the community. Because if the problem will come up, then that is when the parent will not have time. Imagine the child is being caught up now, being a cultist, they being arrested by the police, caught a rifle with him. Would the parent say that I'm busy with my work? No. Or you say I'm busy with my career? No. But you can save that just by communicating, educating your children on what is happening in the community. That's one. Then the child factor too. Sincerely, some children are not contented with what they have. They see their friends putting on big shirts, using big phone, dressing fine. They also want to be with them. And the truth is, some of these young guys, they have been given some of those things by these bigger guys that have been rusticated from school. They provide things for them just to lure them, to tell them they are saved, even materially. So any child that is not contented with what the parent is giving to him or her, there is tendency that such may become a cultist, may be lure into cultism.
You told me about a scenario during the break of a young lad who came to you that he was going to join cult when he gets into university.
Yeah.
Can you share that story on air?
Yeah. You know, that's the story I will never forget. And in most of my presentations about cultism, I do tell the story, mostly to parents. No, the boy came to me while I was having my teaching practice, and the boy said, "Uncle," I said, "What's up?" I said, he would like to become a cultist if he goes to school. SS2. And I was like, are you all right? Do you know what I'm saying? He said, "Uncle, I'm not joking. I'm just telling the truth. When I get to school, I'd like to be a cultist." And he mentioned the group he would actually like to join. So I was like, "Come, let's talk seat. What's going on here? And he said, four of his brothers, senior brothers, belongs to this particular group. They
four.
They come home, he do see them putting on their dress, the way they speak, the way they dance, the way they do things. And he's very, very interested in what they are doing. So to him, he has been brainwashed. To him, just like, my brothers are doing what is right. And he has made up his mind that he will also be in that life.
There was no convincing him. He wasn't going to listen to anything.
He has made up the mind already. So I was like, guy, come sit down. Your brothers are not doing what is right. I just have to tell you the truth. They're not doing what is right. I had to tell him some stories about many persons that went into cultism and they regret doing it. I just pray that God change his heart. But I tried my best to speak to the boy. I hope he is not a cultist as we speak. But I have not seen him since then.
Yeah,
I have not seen him. So I just hope he is not a cultist.
You know what? Let's take some calls. When we take a few calls, I'll come to you about the influence of our celebrities in guiding and shaping the morals and campaigning for good morals amongst young ones, whether they've fared well, whether they see their videos, they listen to their music, the wordings there, if it has any connection to what we are talking about here. Because the reason I'm asking this question, I've seen videos of children, secondary school children, on assembly ground singing all those songs, and you'll be shocked that anyways, let's take some calls first. 0700-993-993-993 and for the female only line, you can call 0165-01-465-7190. Females only. That's 0165-7190 if you're a female. Please, we've got a very limited time. And we'll like for you to go straight to the point if you're calling us. And we'll also like to hear from parents as well. If you're spending time, the benefit of your time that you spend with your child or children, if you'd like to share one of those stories for you. I mean, what is working for you? If you'd like to share that story with us and with other parents this morning. And for uncles, for aunts, we'd like to hear from everybody this morning, because this is collectively our responsibility. Let's speak to Paul this morning. Our Paul is gone. Let's jump on this one now. Let's see who's here. Good morning to you. I think we lost that call. We're going to jump on another one quickly. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Good morning. I want to remain anonymous.
That's fine.
I just want to talk about two things.
Okay.
The parents should create more time for their baby children because a lot of value has been lost. The fear is no longer there. The fear of God is not there. The fear of parents is not there. The fear of anything, even in the society, is not there. Then number two, the use of drugs. We have drugs being used all over. There's no way you will use drugs and you will not act in a particular manner. So government should actually see into drug use, the way we have drug in our environment.
Right.
Thank you so much. That's my contribution.
Thank you, Anonymous. Another Anonymous is on the line. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning to you too, Anonymous.
Yeah. I have issue with this drug. My son, he has a friend. And I discovered that the friend of my son is taking drugs. I caught him and I went to his house to report the issue to the mom. I didn't know that the mothers can be aware and they keep quiet. You know, she was like, she said, no, my son is not. She didn't even allow me to talk. She sent me a list. And the boy keeps telling me that, Ma, I'm in the same school with your son. I will never leave your son. In that kind of situation, I have tried change hostel, do this, do that for my son. He's not changing, and it's really frustrating. I don't know what to do.
That's quite deep. Well, keep listening, all right? I'm going to come to you on that one, Comrade Maiowa, on what you think the anonymous caller can do. Paul is here. Please release Paul's call. Paul, morning to you.
Hello, good morning, Sheriff.
Morning to you.
Sheriff, thank you for this topic this morning.
Thank you.
You see, if the parents do not train their children, the society will train their children for them. It is constant. See, Sheriff, you see the whole street issue, which a lot of people say the street is street. The street is empty, full of living dead people walking around, full of frustration and depressed people. You don't know who to communicate their feelings to, who to communicate their pains to. So these people just come into the streets, relate to this set of guys, with this set of girls, and they induct them into their own society, and which is very, very bad. Each and every year is increasing so badly that we don't know what it's going to look like in the next 5 to 10 years.
It's unfortunate.
So, Sheriff, please, this is beyond the government. I can hit my chest and tell you for truth and for free. You know what? The solution to this is the media.
Okay.
It's the religious houses.
Okay.
They need to come up with strategic ideas to tackle this. And there are many ways of doing it.
Okay.
There are many ways. If they can come out to the round table and discuss it properly, they can move these guys out of the streets. Sure. They can give these guys some kind of knowledge, give them the impression of better future for them. This is not it. It's like when the Bible says the devil comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. This set of guys, they are fulfilling that word in the word of God. They steal, they kill, and they destroy.
Unfortunately.
Good morning, Sheriff.
Thank you, Paul.
The best of today.
You too, Paul. Thank you. Thank you. It's quite, it's saddening, really, what is going on. No doubt about it. We'll take one last call before I go back to Mayowa. Morning to you.
Very good morning, again.
Good morning to you, man.
Madam,
welcome.
But not for me, I would say, you know, government should put it as a cost or as a subject. Let me use it.
Okay.
As a subject in secondary school, maybe from primary 3 to primary 6, so that they'll be aware of the effect of drug abuse. You know, because it's from drug they enter that cultism. There's one Okada guy that used to work for me in those days. The daughter is a victim now.
My
I understand God. They put some drug inside Coke bottle, this biggie bottle. And one boy just came into the school, into the class, and said, hey, who go drink? Give it to this one, this one. This girl just carried his own. Bang, bang. The other one took small one. This one, like he was drinking Coke. In a few minutes, she became berserk. Till today, no more school. They should stop all those things. It should be a subject, drug abuse subject. Then there should be a teacher for such people from primary 3.
Okay.
See, so by the time they enter primary secondary school, they'll know that they are not going to join cultism.
Thank you, Madam Ifi. I can see, you know, all the lights are blinking, but let me come to you, Comrade Mayowa. You heard the helpless parent who called earlier about, you know, she's confused as to what to do right now to save her child. What should she do?
Sincerely, God's going to help her. The story really touched me.
Okay.
But there is a way out
from
it. Okay. There is a way out from it. I would like, we'll talk after the studio.
Okay. All right.
Talk after the studio. But I know there is a way out for that child.
Okay. I'm going to go to Facebook. Let's take some thoughts on Facebook. Adejari Adewale says, I think we need to have guidance and counselor department in all schools, right from the primary to tertiary institutions. The schools are to make sure at least 2 days are kept special for the purpose of counseling and putting some positive psychological input into the kids. Emmanuel Kereke from Facebook says, there should be synergy between parents and teachers in another, in order to eradicate this menace. Teachers know what to do if they sincerely want to help out. Emmanuel Kereke on Facebook. Good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Yeah, this topic is a very sensitive one, and I'm so much impressed to see that you are bringing up a topic like this at a time when the country is going through a lot. And most especially when we talk of cultism, you go back to the university system and you get to realize that the cultism we keep talking about is something that's eating of the background, and we tend to realize that the society we are into at the moment,
yeah,
even the musicians, the politicians, they are grand patrons of all of this. So how do we want to address all of these? These people are patronizing these people, and they don't want to see it come to an end. But I still feel the background is the family system.
Yeah.
The family system plays a critical role in addressing all these issues.
Okay.
And I know for sure that as soon as possible, if you can get it right from the family system, this thing is going to be eradicated in our society, and we're going to see an end of cultism in our society.
Right.
But I honestly don't see it coming to an end anytime soon, and I feel
that's
like
unfortunate.
We need to nip this board in the head, and as soon as possible, we need to put in the right resources to eradicate all of these things. Go to the university system, we tend to see that these people are recruiting themselves in massive numbers, and that's a warning sign that we have to do something as soon as possible about this.
Right.
Thank you for bringing up this topic.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you for calling me. We'll speak with Mercy. Mercy is in Alimosho, and then I'll come to you, Kamri Maiwa. Mercy, good morning to you.
Hello.
Good morning.
Sheriff.
Yes, please.
Thank you for this wonderful topic.
Thank you.
This thing is even bigger than what we think. You see, from the beginning, what is the foundation of marriage that produced these children?
Yeah.
Then look at, maybe you see somebody just pregnant the person, give birth, drop the child, no lack of parental, no morals, nothing. So you see them running about, go to Oshodi, go to bus stop. Small children. So what do you think? All these small children, they'll be looking at those, their seniors. They're looking at how some of them will dress. You think that they are doing good, but you don't know that they are not doing anything. They are just staying and they're doing like a day. They are, okay, when they see a clean car. So they will think that it's a good life. So you see them, and the parents in the morning, some parents, they will just give them 50, 100, 100 naira, and they go their way. See in the night. So, first of all, parents should think about themselves and how they raise their children.
Okay.
Because they are the one that will make up the whole society. That is my contribution.
It's a pleasure, Messi. Thank you for chiming in. Let me take this one before I come to you, Kamri Maiwa. Judgment on Facebook says, the problem starts from home to school and not from school to home. The parents of today, oh, wow. That message disappeared. Because we have quite a number of people dropping messages for us on Facebook. I would have loved to read that message. But Kamri Maiwa, let me come to you. We need to begin to wrap up right now. But what is the role, what's the connection between celebrities, politicians, to what we're talking about? Is there any connection?
Yes. Let me start from the celebrities. Now, sometimes ago, I was in an event.
Okay.
And some of these major celebrities in this country were hosted there.
Okay.
But that was the first time I was privileged to see them, aside seeing them on the screen.
Okay.
And I was like, wow. So these are the guys we've been seeing on the screen.
On the TV, yeah.
But the sad part of the story, these so-called celebrities are cultists. They display the one they belong to.
At that event?
At that event. The guys were there. So they didn't even say that in the public or this. No.
They didn't care.
They didn't care. That is being public. They didn't give a damn. They were there, they displayed everything. Life. Not one, not two. About
and it was a public event.
It was a public event. It was a public event. Three of them. And these are some of the three major guys. Or the three major guys in this, how do I say it?
Music industry.
Music industry. If you are to mention top 20, you will mention these three. So they displayed everything in the public. And I was like, God, this is not going to go well in the community because younger ones are singing them. These are the so-called persons they call the role models. So what are they, in quote, role modeling, if there's anything like that? People they call their role model. And of course, there are some politicians that are also cultists.
Kai.
There are politicians that are also cultists. they will, some of them will parade it when you meet them in the closet, when you meet them in the behind the door. And these are having effect. Has a student, one-time student, you know, president of a school. I had the privilege of meeting some politicians.
Okay.
Some of them do use students during elections. So it was from there I got some of these informations. Life. Some they don't hide it. When the boys come and they are there, they show it. They don't care. But it's behind the camera.
Maiwa, you know what we're going to do? We need to have this conversation again.
I'll be happy.
Sometime soon in the future, I will have to bring you back in here and we'll have this conversation because we can't exhaust. It's just inexhaustible right now. It's broad. It's too broad. I mean, look at the phone lines, the buzzing of the hook, the messages that are there on WhatsApp that I can't even take one single one. But thank you so much for coming on the show this morning.
Thank you.
We appreciate your service to humanity. I mean, for the fact that you had to come all the way from Edo this yesterday to be here today, it's something that I would like to say thank you for. Thank you so much, Maiwa.
You're welcome.
All right. Lagos, that's our show today. Thank you all for being a part of it. Please, let's all take responsibility. It's a menace that we're not talking much about, that we should talk much more about. I hope that we'll keep this conversation going. I hope that we all will play our own role as well to make sure we keep our society clean and healthy for everyone to thrive and live. I'm Sheriff Quadri. I'll be back on your radio tomorrow.
Nice try!